Welcome to Shallow Deep Dive, where we take a deepish dive into the shallow world of branding, advertising, and creative. I'm Joe Qualls. Today, we're diving into our work for Tasmania's The District Nurses. Heritage isn't a brand strategy. If you ever work with organizations that have been around for 100 years or more, you'll notice something interesting. They almost always tell you the same thing. We don't want to lose our heritage. And that's understandable. Heritage is valuable. Trust is valuable. The problem is, heritage isn't a brand strategy. It's a starting point. The District Nurses came to us after more than 130 years of serving Tasmanians. Think about that for a second. 130 years. That's older than most companies, older than most brands, older than almost every marketing trend we've ever argued about. Trust wasn't their problem. People already trusted them. The challenge was that the organization had evolved, healthcare had evolved, the services had evolved, but the way they explained themselves hadn't kept pace. So people often knew the name without really understanding everything they actually did. And that's a dangerous place for any organization to be, especially in healthcare. Because if people don't understand your services, they can't access them. That's not a branding problem anymore. That's a communication problem. Our brief was actually very simple. Modernize the organization without making it feel unfamiliar. That's much harder than starting from scratch. When you're inventing a new brand, you have complete freedom. When you're working with an organization that's been trusted by generations of families, you inherit responsibility. You can't throw everything away just because design trends have changed. You have to understand what people already value and protect it. That's why our process started with listening, talking to stakeholders, understanding the organization, looking at how people describe the work. Because something became obvious very quickly. The district nurses weren't really selling healthcare. They were helping people stay independent. That might sound like a small distinction, but it changes everything. Nobody wakes up wanting aged care. Nobody wants support services. People want to stay in their own home. They want dignity. They want familiarity. They want independence. That became the center of the story. Everything else was built around that idea. Visually, we resisted the temptation to become another polished healthcare brand. You know the look. Blue gradients, perfect white smiles, corporate stock photography. It all starts looking the same. Instead, we leaned into illustration, warmth, humanity, small everyday moments, helping prepare a meal, sharing a conversation, walking through a garden. The work wasn't trying to dramatize healthcare. It was trying to make care feel familiar, because that's what it actually is. Most care doesn't happen during dramatic moments. It happens quietly, over months, sometimes years, one visit at a time. The website followed exactly the same philosophy. Healthcare websites have a habit of becoming filing cabinets. Every service gets another page. Every department gets another menu item. Eventually, the organization makes perfect sense internally, but nobody outside can figure out where to begin. So we reorganized the information around the questions people were actually asking. Who is this for? Can they help me? How do I get started? Instead of expecting visitors to understand the organization started understanding the visitor. That sounds obvious. It isn't. Most websites are organized around the business. The better ones are organized around the audience. We also built a complete communication system around the brand, campaigns, printed material, digital content, tone of voice, photography, illustration, everything needed to feel like it came from the same organization. Whether someone saw a bus shelter, picked up a brochure, or landed on the website, one sentence from the case study probably sums it up best. Heritage you can feel in systems people can actually use. I like that because it recognizes something important. Heritage has very little value if it only exists in your annual report. People experience your organization through appointments, through brochures, through websites, through phone calls, through the wayfinding, through every tiny interaction. If those systems feel confusing, your heritage becomes invisible. By the end of the project, we hadn't changed who the district nurses were. If anything, we'd removed the layers that had built up around them over time. The organization became easier to understand. The services became easier to access. The communication became warmer. And the brand finally reflected what the organization had actually been doing for more than a century. I think there's a lesson in that for almost every established business. Being around for a long time is impressive, But longevity isn't the story. The story is why people kept choosing you for all those years. That's the part worth making visible. Thank you for indulging us in today's shallow deep dive. We hope you'll join us for the next one. Until then, take care.